It's a show about women, for women, and empowering women. This is Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Maureen Moore with Cocktails and Conversation here on 590 The Fan. You know, the cool thing is today I've got some wonderful women here. We are having our cocktails, and we're, you know, it seems like whiskey seems to be the, or bourbon seems to be the hit today. But I do have with me today Susan Orr, partner, CPA, UHY, LLP. And what's really cool is she lasted a lot longer in accounting than I did. And we have Sue Heights. And Sue Heights is Director of Business Development at UHY LLP. And today I have these ladies here because not only is it, you know, everybody's talking about this whole thing as far as, you know, Friday was the day of the International Day. Let me stop right there. Because I'm trying to think what it
International
is.
International Women's Day.
Thanks. Because I could see, and I kept thinking the Day of the Woman. It's like, that's not it, you know. Yeah. And all I could think of is, you know, Jim going, every day.
Yeah. International Women's Day.
Okay. Thanks. And, you know, on Friday, last Friday, we had International Women's Day. But as Jim was so smart to point out to us, as he said to his wife and his sister-in-law, every day should be Women's Day. And every day should be the Day of the Women. So it really is. And it certainly is in the studio today. So I just want to welcome today Susan Orr and Sue Heights, and say welcome, ladies. And this is Cocktails and Conversation. Cheers
to you. Thank you.
Cheers. We're all doing bourbon. This is great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Cheers, everyone out there.
Yeah. So, ladies, talk to me. Tell me. I mean, we are women, you know, just like Aretha. You know, the thing is, it's all about women. And when you have strong and powerful women, it's nice because it is contagious. So talk to me, ladies. I see Susan nodding her head, and Sue's just kind of, you're just kind of going, yeah, I got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh, I got it. So talk to me. Tell me, okay, both of you, how long have you been at UHY?
Susan, I'll let you go first.
Susan?
Sure. Well, I grew up at UHY. I started in 1990.
Wow, right out of school,
just a
huh?
little baby auditor.
Mm.
And so that's where I've grown up for the last 25 plus years. And just really made my ranks through along the audit path of CPA world and public accounting.
I lasted 8 days at Two Cross. They put me in a pre-audit, you know, and that was it. That closed the doors and, you know, so God love you, and I'm impressed
that
anybody
lost.
Can stick with it. Thank you. Thanks. Well, by now, as old as I am, I could be retired as I could have been retired as a partner if I had stuck with it.
But you wouldn't have had as much fun.
Oh, my gosh. No. That's exactly it, Sue. You know. Well,
yes.
Business development, you get it. You know,
that's a fun job.
It is.
Yeah, I joined the firm in 2011. So my role with UHY is to go out, meet with companies, and identify how we can help them, whether it's from an audit, tax, or consulting capacity. And we serve what we call the dynamic middle market, and we're their go-to person, whether it's tax advice, planning, succession planning. We get to have all those fun conversations.
Do you do a lot of private companies as well?
Yes.
Do you?
So we serve, I mean, it's pretty broad as far as the types of companies that we serve, but from our audit standpoint, I'd say mostly privately held companies.
Mm-hmm.
But from our consulting standpoint, and even from our tax standpoint, we do a lot of publicly traded companies here in the St. Louis area where they trust us enough to outsource all of their tax accounting work to us. And we have boots on the ground working with these companies for many, many years now. So we've had a nice reputation here in St. Louis.
That's good. That's good. Now, are you both natives? Or you know, what's the deal with you as far as, you know, St. Louis? Is it your home or what?
St. Louis is home for me. Grew up here in West County, went to Truman State and Kirksville, and bounced right back here. Yeah.
So they actually interviewed you up at Truman State. You got the job. You came home, and 2 weeks later, you were working.
Close.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. Your parents were going, we're so proud. That worked out so well.
They were lucky to get her.
Yeah. My mom's going, oh, it was so good for 8 days. I could tell people she had a job in accounting. And then she quit and went back to being a tennis pro. You know?
Wow. Love it.
It just wasn't me. God love you when you can do it, though.
Yeah.
It really is. And how about you, Sue?
Now, I grew up in a small town south of St. Louis. I grew up in Festus.
Okay.
And back when I was growing up, I think our population was probably like 3,000 or 5,000 people mm-hmm. with the Twin Cities down there. And now it's just booming. And I went away to Southwest Missouri State University, now called Missouri State University.
Right.
Go Bears. And so prior to joining UHY, I spent about 20 years running, 10 of those owning executive search firms, placing accounting and financial professionals.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So I've always played, as I jokingly say, in the same sandbox as accountants throughout my entire career. As a non-accountant, I think that I understand them, I get them, and want to do whatever I can to help them.
But you're the one having fun while everybody else, especially
right now.
Right now they're all working their fingers
That's
to the
right.
nubs because it's like, you know,
it's
what?
Busy season.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. I said to our CPA the other day, I saw him at 6 o'clock mass at, God love him, at Corpus Christi. I said, you know, he goes, I know, extensions for everything. I said, thank you.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I'm not even thinking taxes yet. You know?
Yeah, no.
Thank God for extension. Thank God for that.
They're doing audits, they're doing taxes. And right now I'm sitting here having a cocktail with you.
Mm-hmm.
Life is not too bad right now.
Life is good. Life is good. I know. And the fact that Susan's actually allowed out right now.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean,
we lured her out.
Yes.
Yeah. How you're allowed out is beyond me, you know?
Right.
So tell me personally a little bit about both of yourselves. Okay. So, Sue, you go first this time. Tell me personally about you. You have two children, but they have 4 legs each.
Yes. And they are my pride and joy. And I only have 3,785 pictures on my phone of each of them. So I have a 9-year-old. She is a rescue, and she's a chow chow, and she is about 45 pounds and just the love of my life. And then my big boy, he is also a rescue. He is 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Anatolian Shepherd Great Pier mix.
Oh, my Lord. He's huge.
So he is he's a big boy, but he's probably the smallest of the litter.
Uh-huh.
And there are litter mates that are around 120 pounds.
Uh-huh.
He's a lean, mean 85 pounds. And he is a cuddler.
Does he have a lot of hair?
He sheds a lot. He does. He goes through what I call a molting season a couple times a year, which my peer Anatolian litter mates can probably sympathize with.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bad. And especially when there's static in the air, you just can't even walk through the room without being coated. So there's a roller brush, lint brush with me at all times.
At all times. You know what? And it's funny because with having those dogs, you should know that, and I just saw it, a friend of mine sent it to me. There is something where people put in their bird feeders right now. They fill them with dog fur from when they're brushing their dogs. And then what happens is the birds come. Because the birds will go, and they're just taking all that fur then, and they're making that into their nice fluffy nest and adding it to their nest. Isn't that a cool idea?
That's a great idea.
I know, isn't that great? And a friend sent that to me. I thought, oh, that's a good idea. You know, but, you know, as you guys have met Annie's a rescue. I found her on the highway. But she's our first dog that we've that's never shed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what it is in a house not to have that. Yeah. That's so great, you know?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So no, I think we could build bird condos, I think.
I think you could, especially with that. I think you could. So think about that. And Susan, how about you?
Yeah, I am married, lured my husband to St. Louis from the East Coast, and we have two sons.
Uh-huh.
They are 20 and 21. So hopefully we'll see.
So you're close in age, too, like ours.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll see graduation in
a couple months.
Yes, yes, next phase. And, and our younger one is going to school.
Where do they go to school?
Locally. So my older one's at Mizzou.
Okay, good.
Yeah, my younger one is going to school at Merrimack.
Oh, good.
Community College.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good education and such a smart way to, you know, to start out your education whenever you can use the junior college system. I mean, it makes so much sense.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It really does. So, okay, so you lured your husband from the East Coast. How did you find him when you were at Truman State?
Well, after college.
Listen to me. How'd you find him?
Yes.
How'd you find him?
Should we go fishing?
How do we go around and find him?
Yeah. Yes, yes. So he was living in Virginia Beach. He's from Pennsylvania, and he was good friends with a college friend of mine. So made a trip out there to visit, and
you look
met
like
him
dating
out there.
Material. Yeah, I guess I'll, you know, what the heck? You look like dating material. We'll go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Worked.
He's now, awesome. So you guys are both, so St. Louis is your home. Yes. It's where you are. And so in St. Louis, and here you are in UHY is your home. So mm-hmm. It works perfectly. And we're going to really kind of go right into some other things because this is the month. It's the year. It's the world of the woman. I mean, let's just face it, guys. I mean, that's where it is. You know, women really do twirl the world. You know, I mean, and we do it well.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do it very well. Don't
yes.
you guys?
For centuries, we've been doing mm-hmm. it well.
And we've been multitasking, and it's, I mean, you know, it seems to have worked. And I just think mm-hmm. right now people are starting to kind of finally recognize it. You know, mm-hmm. Jim was able to recognize that when he went home the other day. So that was good. That probably got you a few brownie points, right?
Yes. My husband recognizes it every day. So, yeah.
Yes, that's good.
He's a very smart man.
See, yes. And that's right. And then you kind of go, good for you, babe. Good uh-huh. for you. That's how my husband is. So what I'm just dying, and I need to know this, and I need to know how you did it and what we can do. What is WISE? I mean, I know we're all WISE.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, take it over and tell me, what is WISE?
Sure. WISE stands for Women Invested in Success and Excellence.
Say it again.
Women Invested in Success and Excellence.
Success and excellence. Okay. Yes. Oh, those are always two. Those are always two things that we actually always garner.
Yes.
And that we strive for.
We excel
okay.
at.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
So it really started as a initiative about in 2013 as a insight to get the women of UHY to promote development, advancement of women at UHY.
Okay.
So we were looking at, you know, do the women of the firm see a path forward? Do they know how to get there? Do they mm-hmm. know, you know, directly, do they know how to become a partner?
And were you already a partner at that point?
I was.
Mm-hmm. You were already a partner. And did you use any of your skills as far as how you attained partnership? I mean, were you thinking about that? Or was it the fact that she stood out so much, probably, right,
mm-hmm. Sue? Well, she's being humble. She was the mm-hmm. only female partner here in St. Louis. And that was one of the things that stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're with a CPA, and let me back up two steps. So when I joined UHY, that's the first time I joined a CPA firm.
Okay.
And not being a CPA myself, in order to be a partner in a CPA firm, you need to have a CPA.
Right.
And for me, being a business owner, I looked at the landscape and said, all right, if I were a CPA,
mm-hmm.
I'd want to be a partner. So Susan, being the only female partner at the time, which I'm proud to say has changed since then, I sat down with her and I was like, what are we doing for the women of the firm in order to help them be a partner? And we started talking about it. And she shared with me an initiative that we had, I believe it was back in 2008, called GROW, which stood for Growth and Retention of Women.
Okay.
Which I was like, I love.
Right.
And she said, but, you know, when the market kind of tanked back in 2008, we honestly focused on the business.
Oh, you had
which
to.
Which everyone mean, right? did out there. That was yeah. the smart thing to do. That focus on the business. Keep your doors open. Keep your clients happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it's not 2008. It's 2013. So, and what
let's
are we
get back
goes,
on the wagon.
And she said, right. she goes, let's talk about it. Uh-huh. And so she and I kind of put our heads together mm-hmm. and we started doing a tremendous amount of research. I mean, article after article, study after study. And figuring out, you know, why do initiatives succeed and why do they fail? Because we certainly didn't want to fall in that fail bucket. And in summary, just to summarize it up, is they succeed because there's buy-in at the top. You know, the C-suite needs to see the value in that. Mm-hmm. And they fail because there typically isn't somebody continually moving that ball forward.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because a lot of times, you know, companies have these initiatives and they're like, all right, well, go ahead, go on off and fix yourself over there if that's what you really feel you need to do. But also do your job, you know, do your job that typically takes 8 to 10 hours a day.
Right.
But go ahead and do that girl stuff on the side.
Yeah, you go do it because we're fine with it.
Exactly.
We got your backs, right, ladies?
Yes.
We got your backs, whatever it's going to take, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So the good thing was.
But then you had the mouthpiece. You had Susan.
Well, Susan, and that's what I said to her.
Thing, yeah.
I said she's the perfect person to be that woman that the women of the firm can look up to and say, that's what I want to be. I want to be like her. And I gave her my word. I said, you need to be the face of WISE for the women of the firm to look up to. And I will promise you, I will make sure that ball keeps moving forward.
But quite frankly, you know, I look at you and I think, yeah, you're the gal. You're the pushy one that's going to get this done. You're going to knock it out of the park. You're going to have everybody going, and you're going to have everybody on the train together.
Yeah.
And Susan's sitting there going, yes, and I'm thinking about this. And, you know, she's quiet. Are you really always quiet and demure?
It depends on my environment. Uh-huh. Usually if I'm standing next to Sue, yes, that's my role.
We'd all be the shrinking violets next to Sue, yeah.
But that's my comfortable space. But we are a perfect complement to mm-hmm. each other. And she does keep the ball rolling. And not only, you know, the insight and the life she brings to it, but, you know, quite frankly, practice development marketing is what takes us to be successful at the top. That's what nudges us to mm-hmm. ownership, to practice development, building a book of business. And so, you know, we don't overlook it in accounting. Yes, that's what we were trained to do, is be accountants, but right. to be a mm-hmm. business owner is to develop these skills. And Sue is a role model. We don't have that many of them in public accounting and somebody to follow in that bringing in business space. And so Sue is an awesome role model for all of our women to see how it's done in a different way than right. the men who, you know, have that spot at the top and who have been doing it before.
Well, you're right, because, okay, let's talk about that for a quick second. You know, like our son said the other day, he goes, Mom, let's face it, you know, it's your way or no other way, you know, and you're just pushy. I go, I'm not pushy. I go, you say that. I said, if I was a man, what would you call me? Instead of pushy. Okay, what would we be, Sue, if we were men?
We'd be accomplished. We'd be successful. Mm-hmm.
We'd be assertive.
Assertive. Women are uh-huh. bitchy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's like, no. I said, if I was the same person, but I just happened to be a man, you wouldn't use the pushy as the mm-hmm. as the adjective at all. But I said, you know, just because it's been used so long, that's what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
So from one broad to another,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then we look at the demure soul, the kind soul over here, you know, yes. but we're drinking together.
Yes.
That's we're right. going to break for a second for a few advertisers, and we're going to come back to Cocktails and Conversation. Cheers.
I love it. Cheers.
We now return to Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And we are back here at Cocktails and Conversation here with Maureen Moore. I am Maureen Moore, and it's 590 The Fan is the radio station. You can hear us anytime on our podcast. Just go to our website, 590 The Fan, and catch any of the Cocktails and Conversations as far as any of our past shows, and including this current one. The cool thing is today, currently, I have Susan Orr, who's a partner, CPA, at UHY LLP. So she's kind of the queen of the women over there because she's the first partner at UHY LLP. And then we have Sue Heights, the woman behind the train, the one that's pushing everybody down the track constantly because she's the director of business development at UHY. And she's kind of the brains of all the initiatives and the ideas and how to keep that company moving forward at all times. So, ladies, welcome back to Thanks. Cocktails and Conversation. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to get back to WISE and what WISE is. We've talked a little bit about it, but let's expand on that and expound on a little bit more. I guess we'll kind of get off of the whole thing as far as pushy versus assertive and aggressive and such. You know, you all have figured that out by now.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's talk a little bit more about WISE. Okay, so... Yeah. We know what the acronym stands for. Let's say it again, because I think it can't be said enough. And if mm-hmm. women and, you know, how would that mentor towards, you know, young ladies in school mm-hmm. and in college and our daughters, you know, that all is important. So that's because it's a great acronym.
Right. Yeah. WISE, women invested in success and excellence.
See, there you go. And mm-hmm. it's perfect. WISE. So all the time when I say it now, listen, just be WISE about this and, you know, just be WISE. Yes. You can think, how does that work?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about it, because you guys got together. You
yes.
said we had grow. Now it's time to mm-hmm. start a new phase. It's time to get more women involved, make more women partners, get people moving on that fast track and moving upwards and certainly looking forward. Mm-hmm. And so tell me more about that. Who wants
sure.
to tell me more?
Well, it was really about, and when we started in St. Louis, it was really looking at where are the gaps? This is about filling in the gaps in our professional development, advancements, what's holding us back. And certainly the profession of public accounting has been looking at this for 20 years. For 20 years, graduates out of accounting have been 50%, at least 50% women.
Yeah.
And we still don't have the numbers at the ownership level. You know, so it's across the board, across the country. But we looked at what is our environment in St. Louis and looking at filling those gaps. And we identified three areas that we wanted to address. And one was internal, you know, mentoring and role models. Uh-huh. It can be a real, you know, can be a critical factor in anybody's career.
Right.
And the fact is, when there aren't women at the top and female role models whom women can identify with, that could be a barrier in their career. So we looked at that and how do we bridge that gap.
Okay.
A second area is just professional development. Maybe the women need some areas of development that aren't being addressed in our traditional fashion. Mm-hmm. What are them? Communication styles have been some examples, or branding and things like that. And then a third area has been corporate connections, which Sue has led from the very beginning. And that is our outward reach to our community. It's providing a roadmap from the women of UHY to referral sources, friends of the firm, prospects, clients, and that area. So it's our community outreach, if you will. And those are the three segments that we operate within.
We always like to talk about mentoring and, you know, really kind of reaching out and developing our younger generation, you know, our generation right behind us, and then two generations behind, which are the ones that are going to actually make decisions for us as we get older.
Right.
You know, so I kind of want to know that we're leaving them in good hands, you know, and that we're being left in good hands. So how do you look at mentoring or developing or guiding, you know, young women today in accounting and, you know, Sue, actually in the business development, the corporate outreach, the communications? How do you guys look at that?
Yeah, well, I think it has to be multifaceted, multi-layered. You know, one size does not fit all. You know, just because by gender you have a female doesn't mean somebody identifies with them, or that that might be somebody or a path that they want to follow. So I think, you know, but at UHY we've taken many approaches. We have a formal mentoring program across men and women, and then we supplement that within our what we call our GROW committee within WISE, and trying to connect women to women cross departments. So if there aren't a number of leaders in a particular department, that we, you know, what I like to call cross-pollinating among our departments, so women get to know more women, or across our offices, you know,
it's so easy to stay in your silo.
Right.
And I think that's what we found in the beginning was women of tax stayed with women in tax, women of audit, women, you know, the consulting area, they were out, boots on the ground, on site. So being able to cross over was really critical to the success of GROW.
Well, and how many women do you have? Like, okay, at UHY here locally, where are your offices?
Our office is in Maplewood.
Okay.
And we are one of 19 offices nationwide.
Okay.
So our St. Louis office, we're located in Maplewood, and we've got about 140 professionals here in St. Louis.
Great. And out of that, what's your percentage of women to men? Any clue?
It hovers around 50%.
Mm-hmm. It does? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, since you broke the glass ceiling and and became the first female partner, how many more female partners have followed in that you have now?
We have three more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
We have four women partners.
How many? Out of 17.
Out of 17 women?
16, 17 total.
16 partners.
Okay, out of 16
Four
partners.
Are female. Mm-hmm. And then we also have at our firm a level called principal. So our partners are equity-based partners. Mm-hmm. And then our principals are non-equity based partners, basically, but with a different title, principal.
Right.
I should know that
number. Even as progressive and aggressive as you are, we're still hovering at 25%.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So that says something
right
there. You've got a ways to go, which
the thing
is, but you're addressing it. I mean, the thing is, you guys are addressing it and doing a lot
to make a difference. So think of some of those firms and some of the places and agencies that mm-hmm. haven't done anything, and they're going, we have a partner. We have a partner. It's kind of like that little, I do it with my friends all the time, the little cartoon and the little one that says, and the little girl's got the boy like pinned up against the wall and goes, I have skills. I have skills. I have leadership skills. You get me? I have leadership skills. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you guys are there yes. getting the guys
We're
to understand it. You know, I mean, and think of all those that aren't doing anything.
And they do. And I have to say, that's one of the things. So when we started WISE here in St. Louis, we had full support of our managing partner.
That's great.
He was 100% behind it when we brought it to him.
Right.
And
all the partners.
Really. Yes, of course. But yeah. it starts at the top, as I mm-hmm. said earlier. If you don't have buy-in at the top, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
And it was after our first external-facing Corporate Connections event. And we have mm-hmm. two Corporate Connections events a year, one in spring and one in fall. Our spring is more seminar-ish, and then our fall is more social. It's mm-hmm. We call it our Taste of Fall. We have wine tasting, chocolate tasting.
Wait. You have chocolate tasting?
Yes, we do.
Oh, I guess I think probably Saddleback Chocolates will be doing this for you.
Yes. Our Taste of Fall
That's
this fall.
That's exactly right. Saddleback Chocolates, babe.
Yes. So it's really the core of it is women connecting with other women and mm-hmm. figuring out how we can help one another. And it wasn't until after our first Taste of Fall event that our CEO and executive board all of a sudden started tapping us on this. Like, what's this that I hear that you guys are doing down there in St. Louis?
What are you guys doing down there?
Yes. And so our CEO sat down. We did a conference call. Susan and I did a conference call with him and shared with him what we were doing and why we were doing what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And he saw the value in it. And all of a sudden, now we have WISE in all of our offices nationally. And UHY, we have almost 300 offices worldwide. And I just saw...
And you have WISE in all of them?
No, not yet.
Oh, my
But
gosh.
I did just see a WISE initiative in our UK operation.
We need to go.
I know. I'm all
Don't
in.
You?
Field trip.
Yeah, I think yes. field trip. I worked in London for 2 years after college. When I left Schwartz, you know, one of your
illustrious career
editors,
sorry about that. Which you know, but then I went back to my roots as far as my internship, which was British Caledonian Airways, which was actually British Air.
There you go.
So I worked for 2 years over there. Yeah, it was great. I got all my shopping done. It was super.
That's awesome.
But yeah, we could go.
I love it.
Okay,
I'm in.
Okay, good. Well, that's set.
All right, put that on the calendar.
Okay, good. So go ahead. So WISE. So is in all of
yes,
the offices,
all of our offices
nationwide.
Yes.
So do you bring everybody together at any point, like nationwide, for that too?
We have, and at the fall of 2014 is when we got the attention of our CEO, mm-hmm. and then throughout 2015 we started having these outreaches to the other offices
okay.
to see. First off, you know, this isn't a mandatory initiative for anybody to participate in. And I think that's why it's become as successful as it is, because no one is putting a gun to your head and saying, you have to do this.
Right.
It's for women who really genuinely want to get involved and be a part of WISE. And Susan started connecting with women leaders in other offices and seeing who had that desire. Mm-hmm. And then we had them come into St. Louis and we had a big kickoff of... You know, really explaining what WISE was and what we were wanting to accomplish.
You have a very forward-thinking CEO. You
mm-hmm.
know, you have a very forward... Is he still the same managing partner that gave his blessing and helped you start this?
No.
No, we just had a change of the guard. Yeah, a change of the guard and January 1st. So
okay.
I've already been meeting. But he was already part of UHY and
yes.
I talk to him all the time. So
yeah.
And so now we're just continuing forward and getting bigger and more strategic about it at the firm level
mm-hmm.
instead of, each office, we're making sure
mm-hmm.
it's a national firm mm-hmm. initiative, not a women's initiative, a
right.
firm initiative.
Yes, which is very smart. And how do you go about doing that to make sure that they understand that it is a national firm initiative?
It's like where we started. It's buying at the top, but it's also mm-hmm. connecting the dots a little bit more seamless, mm-hmm. and including the men, including the leadership, mm-hmm. so that we are all working together and, you know, all on the same page of what we're trying to achieve. It comes at a perfect time when to get this message across, when talent, everybody's talking about talent and the mm-hmm. talent shortage. And now it's more clear than ever. This is a business decision. We have to retain the 50% that we start with. Mm-hmm. If we want succession of all of our businesses, we need to keep the women and we need to promote the women.
Well, it costs so much, you know, no matter if it's a male or a female, it costs so much to
Absolutely.
Bring someone in. To work with them, to, you know, to train them, to actually bring them into the corporate code and the corporate thinking, and then to lose them
yes.
and half the time to a competitor, and you're going, wait, we already did this and we invested mm-hmm. all this money, this time, this effort, and now we've just passed you on to our competitor.
It's
you know,
horrible.
It's horrible, and it's not something you want to have happen.
Mm-mm.
So when you have this, I mean, you said it's not just the women, it's the men too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not like it's the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
No, it's
I mean,
not.
You know, I mean, so the men, do they attend any of the meetings? Do they attend anything? Do they attend events? I mean, you're mm-hmm. smiling about that. And I'm not
I
saying
giggle.
That we bring them as dates. You
no,
know?
I understand. But I have to giggle because it was our first spring event that we had. So that mm-hmm. would have been 2015.
Okay.
And we thought, you know what, I think it's a good idea to... You know, invite a few of our male partners,
okay.
you know, that are going to be, you know, relaying what we're doing on a national basis. They
mm-hmm.
sit on our board. They're our managing partners here. And I will not throw him under the bus, but it was as cute as can be because he was so nervous coming to basically
all
an all-women event.
All these women.
And
oh, my God, what
like,
am I going to do? What am I going
to
say?
What
yeah.
do you want me to
yeah.
wear? I'm like,
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you thinking? You just wear your suit like
yeah.
you normally would.
But... You who captained the ship, and all of a sudden you're worried about what to do in front of all the women.
Yes. It,
yeah.
It was
That's
really
good.
Adorable is what
fear.
It was.
That's good.
It was adorable.
Yeah.
But our women's events are... total polar opposite of mm-hmm. of when because I'm the one out there attending a lot of these events, and I've walked into many a room where there's 200 men
mm-hmm.
and four women basically, and I'm one of the four. And so I was raised with a very strong mother and grandmothers,
yes,
so I don't have a lot, and four brothers, so I don't have a lot of fear of mm-hmm. walking into a room full of men. But when you walk into a room full of 200 plus women,
mm-hmm.
the energy is off the charts and just the joy that is around that room. So it's like none other.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is
it
awesome.
Is.
That is great. And so, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening now with WISE.
Mm-hmm.
This coming up, and it's not just, but I do want to ask you guys, because we just had all this commotion again with Gayle King and R.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly and all, I mean, you know, CBS got a heck of a lot of mileage out
oh,
of,
yes.
got a heck of a lot of mileage out of what was supposed to be a simple one day interview. But I have to say through it all, the one person that I was just so astounded by and impressed and kind of just going, yes, Gayle. You are it. Because she's cool, calm, and collected. She's just a cool cucumber, you know? And she's not slanted. She's not tainted. I mean, mm-hmm. I watch all these shows and all the news shows, and everybody's got their little point. They're all throwing in their little zingers all the time. Gayle is very much about stay in the middle of the road. What did you guys think? I mean, what did you think about that?
I loved it.
Uh-huh. I did too.
The just the images of her sitting there, cross-legged, staring mm-hmm. straight ahead, while he was reacting and
ranting.
Overreacting mm-hmm. and flailing his arms, and she didn't flinch.
Mm-hmm.
Cool as a cucumber,
wasn't she?
I loved her before. I love her even more now.
Me too. I think, man, oh man, Gayle. I said, I hope that never happens in here, Jim, that we have somebody that goes nuts with us. I really do. I really do, because I don't know. Jim will probably be the one that'll have to protect me, you know.
We'll be okay.
You think we'll be okay? But, you know, I do. I thought, God, you know, she didn't falter.
Mm-mm.
You know, she didn't miss a beat. She
nope.
just, you know, and it was now Robert.
Robert.
And I'm thinking...
Yes.
How many times have I said that to my kids, you know? Right, Susan?
That's
I mean, you
right.
know, there'd be times when I'd go, okay, that's fine, Patrick. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be looking and listen, you're not gonna make me flinch. That's okay, Kyle. You know, mm-hmm. that's it. You know, mm-hmm. and having boys, you know what I'm talking about, right, Susan?
Right. And I don't know if I've always held it together like that with my kids. You know how it is.
Yeah. Mine were always the looks, like, okay, you know, and just thinking, okay, and we will deal with this later, you mm-hmm. know. But right now, everybody's gonna think we're cool and calm and we're totally unshakable, you yep. know. So this is the Unshakable, Unsinkable Molly Brown yes. Show. This is called Cocktails and Conversation here with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan. And today I have Susan Orr and Sue Heights, both of UHY LLP, and we'll be back in a few. So raise your glass if you are yeah. In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty.
We now return to Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Okay, so we are back here. This is Maureen Moore with Cocktails and Conversation here on 590 The Fan. You know, check us out. We're on every Saturday and Sunday. We are taping today because it's something what we need to do so that we can get these wonderful professional women in, you know, and actually be able to pull off some great interviews every week. But today who we have is we have Susan Orr, partner, CPA, UHY, LLP, right here in St. Louis. And she is a woman of means. And she is one that I would definitely ask to handle all of my wealth, such as it is. And we have Sue Heights, Director of Business Development at UHY, LLP. And the cool thing is Sue is the one that kind of comes behind and says, okay, guys, this is what we got to do. This is what's going to make a difference. And we're going to make a difference in the world. These ladies are making a huge difference in the world, especially in the world of women and mentoring and guiding and communications and corporate investing. You know, and because what you guys are really doing is you're helping to invest, you know, your corporation into the world of business and how to garner and gather and then actually keep your people in so that you actually can continue to grow the company. So, again, welcome Susan Orr and Sue Heights. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about wise because we do have very wise women here on Cocktails and Conversation. And so today, talk a little bit about what's coming up in the future because this is March and it is this, you know, yes. as Jim Huer knows to say, every day should be about women. And every day women are really running the world. But we are looking at what we have coming up in May.
Yes.
Sue, tell me, talk to me about it.
So this is has been a dream of mine, probably 3 years in the works. As I mentioned earlier, we host two events a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. Mm-hmm. And typically our spring is just a keynote speaker or perhaps a panel of C-suite executives. And this year, all the stars lined up. Mm-hmm. And we are hosting our first ever Wise Women's Conference. And it's titled Wiser, Better, Bolder.
Wow.
And it is going to be on May 16th.
Okay.
At the Ritz-Carlton.
Mm.
And it is packed with some phenomenal speakers. We have Lethia Owens and her Game Changer International speakers. And they include Amy Bowie, mm-hmm. who is CEO of Rock Your Mind, Design Your Life. We have Lisa Payden, CEO of the Personal Gift Basket Company. We have Lisa Nichols, CEO and founder of Technology Partners. And we have Coach Shaquan, who is CEO of Coach Shaquan Speaks. And each of these women are going to be talking, I want to say almost similar to a TED Talk. Mm-hmm. So some of them are going to be 20 minutes. Some of them are going to be 30. And they're going to be speaking on things, strategies to leverage your seat at the table. Lisa Nichols is going to be talking about something extra. And Lethia is going to be talking about how to build an epic brand and branding your brilliance.
Mm.
And if that's not enough, we're going to wrap up the day with a panel of female presidents. And we have Lisa Rock, who is the president of National Medical Billing Services here in St. Louis. We have Tracy Hart, CEO of Tarleton Corporation. And we have Claire Newton, the president of Federal International.
Okay.
All three powerhouse women mm-hmm. who are women in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pick their brains and try and share as much information to where our guests that attend our conference are going to be able to go away and take a nugget from all of these women and be able to kind of apply it into their own lives.
So is this an all-day event, and is this something that people are invited to, or is this mm-hmm. something where people can actually say, hey, this sounds great, we can sign up?
Yes.
How does that work?
So I purposely designed it not to be an all-day event.
Because sometimes that gets wearing.
Oh,
sometimes
gosh.
That, don't you? Sometimes you just go, Jiminy, Christmas is only 2 o'clock
it's
and I got to get out of here.
Brain dead.
You know? Yeah,
and,
you're right.
And you still have till 6 o'clock and networking mm-hmm. after. No, I did not want that at all. It's 6 hours. So 7:30 registration opens, 1:30 everything ends.
7:30. That's always that morning stuff.
You know?
7:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Okay.
AM, not PM.
AM, okay.
Although PM might be fun next time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we could definitely stretch this cocktails and conversations a lot longer. So yeah, 7:30 registration, 8 o'clock we kick it off. And so the tickets are $175 to attend. And it includes breakfast. It includes all these phenomenal speakers. It includes lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then best of all, it includes some amazing connections that you're going to be able to make with other women here in St. Louis. And one of the things I have to say that the clients and prospects and referral sources who attend our events have said to me over and over is there was nothing like this when we were coming up through the ranks.
No, there wasn't.
And you're filling a void that just has been vacant for all these years. And these women who are executives and C-suites are now bringing their entire department because they want the women that are underneath them mm-hmm. to start making those relationships and understanding that that's going to help carry them forward throughout their entire career.
Well, you know, it makes some sense. And I bet you Susan actually thought it made some sense, too, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Are you the one that won at 7:30 in the morning, though? Come on. It's 7:30,
well,
you know.
There's that.
Uh-huh.
So. But we wanted women also to be able to have the rest of their day. You know,
well,
so get in early. It is on a Thursday. Get in early, get out early, and you can mm-hmm. either you can go to the Ritz Bar and have a drink if you want. You can hang out with the women or you can go back to the office or you can go home and just absorb everything that you just took in for the day and figure out how you're going to apply that into your life.
Right. When we know women have a lot on their plates and if we catch them first thing in the morning, we know there's less chance of them something else taking the place of something as important mm-hmm. as this and having them prioritize that. So
so then tell me, like, Lisa Payden.
Yes.
Okay. It's funny. My friend Laura Herring, uh-huh. dear, dear friend, she owns Impact. She founded mm-hmm. Impact, okay? Actually, I'm picking her up. Kathy Federico and I are picking her up for book club tonight because we have book club tonight. And because, you know, I was sick last week, Laura's like, do you need me to help run, you know, the conversation tonight? Because I'm supposed to be the one hosting the conversation tonight. Mm-hmm. What it is my book club's all worried, did I really read the book? You know?
Under the weather, yeah.
Yeah, but we were in Mexico, I was in Cabo with my husband, and so I did read my book. It was called The Lilac Girls.
Okay.
Which was very, very good. But Laura said today, she goes, now I know you were sick, so if you need me to help or if you need me to help lead discussion, no worries, I will help, you know, pick up. But we're going to, you know, the nice thing is, she's one of those people that is such a strong woman. We've had her on the mm-hmm. show with her daughter, Lauren. We've had Kathy Federico with her daughter, Danielle, on the show. Because it's all about women that will step outside of the lines, mm-hmm. you know. And you're going to have, how many people do you think you're going to have there that day?
Boy, we're probably going to max out. We're shooting for around 250.
Okay.
And that's the other thing that I have to say, that the women that attend our events, the compliments that we get back are, we love coming to your events because it's manageable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking into a room of 250 women, it's a lot easier to make connections, which is what you're there to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Versus walking into, and I take my hat off to the Business Journal because they host a women's conference every January,
mm-hmm.
and they have over 1,000 women that attend.
Right.
But you almost kind of feel like you're a little bit lost in the shuffle, and it's hard to really make true, genuine connections. And that's what we really want to strive for. We don't need to be the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to be the most valuable.
But it's women working with women, yep. women connecting with women, and we don't compete. That's one thing I think,
mm-mm.
you know, now we got Heather here in the room, you mm-hmm. know, and she handles your marketing, right?
Yes.
But, you know, Heather, you know, this is good for you as a new mother, you know, that you can actually, did you just turn on her mic? Would you turn on her mic? Thank you. So, Heather, you know, the nice thing is you can learn a lot from these two sage souls here because of the
fact
that,
yes.
You know, what are you learning so far?
Don't
you love throwing around? I do. And she's young.
She can handle it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, like we said earlier, that Sue and Susan definitely complement each other. So with Susan, I definitely learn how to kind of take a step back and learn what steps to take to get things done in the right way instead of just jumping in and saying, let's do this. And I've been working with Sue very closely on this conference, and it's definitely not easy doing a conference with just a few people. That's
right.
One of the things we looked into right when we decided to do this about a year ago. We said, yes, we can do it without really taking the steps to think about it. And we looked up on
Google.
There
was an article,
there was an article that said what you need to do to put on a successful conference.
And what not to do.
And I think number two.
Make sure there's water in the pool.
Yes. And I think number two was have a committee.
Have a company do it for you.
Yes.
Don't try and take it on yourself.
Yes.
And here the two of us are
like, we can do this.
So
definitely having kind of the confidence to do that. I've definitely learned that from both of these women. I mean, having a strong group of women around you. And I was very lucky to join UHY when I did. I actually came back from Colorado. I was native of St. Louis, and I got grouped up with UHY and started to learn what WISE was all about. And they have such strong women and men too in the in the group that can definitely kind of champion us and kind of let us do our thing and strive as women. And it's great to have that and to learn from that, especially as a young professional.
See, look at this. I mean, Heather, what you're exuding and what you're teaching her right here.
Heather is a diamond. She is somebody that is invaluable to me and to the firm. And so I cherish everything that she does. And she is definitely more than 50% of this Wise Women's Conference.
That's cool. That is so cool. And see, and what I started to say, and I get off on tangents, Lisa Payden.
Yes.
Laura Herring. Met her somewhere and said, you need to talk to Lisa Payden. You
She's
know?
Awesome.
And so I do need to talk to her because I actually handed her to someone else that works for me as we were moving the chocolate factory and doing everything. And I have not met her yet, so I need to meet her because I think she is probably a pretty cool cat.
She is amazing.
Laura Herring says so.
Yes.
So, you know, that's cool. Yeah. So, and she's going to, now what is she going to do for you guys?
Well, she's going to be talking about gifting and being memorable.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are things that, you know, just as whether you're serving clients, whether it's a friend, whether whatever it may be, you want to really get to know, you want to know who it is that your audience is and make sure that you're speaking to them. It can't just be just a blanket anything. You want to make it personal. And when you make it personal, you make it memorable.
That's what Saddleback Chocolates is about because it's all custom and corporate. I mean, that's exactly why. You know, we did a solid chocolate Coca-Cola bottle for Coca-Cola 2 years ago for Junior Bridgman, and he bought, which was Central States Coca-Cola, is now Heartland Coca-Cola. So he owns four, you know, it's in four states. Now he also owns all of Canada.
Really?
Distributing and bottling.
Nice.
So, you know, what happened is Larna Godwin said, I want to throw a party when we welcome him to St. Louis, and we want to give him something that everybody has when they walk out that's really kind of different and neat. We created a solid chocolate Coca-Cola bottle. So I'm sitting at a St. Louis U game with my husband, and Joe Wiley sees us one row back, and Joe, you know, shakes his finger and pulls out of his pocket because he'd just been to the party, the solid chocolate Coca-Cola bottle.
That's awesome.
So somehow that Coca-Cola bottle then made it to Atlanta last year, like in the summer, and by September I get a call from the bottling, you know, the bottling division at Coca-Cola. Saying we want to send these to all of our Coca-Cola bottlers in the nation. So then we started, we had to do chocolate. Well, right now the, you know, the factory's making chocolate Coca-Cola bottles for something that's happening in April in North Carolina. But we got a call, and so we ended up sending gift boxes of solid chocolate Coca-Cola bottles to every bottler in the U.S. and all their top execs.
I love it.
And what happened from it is then by a month after that, out of Christmas this year, we get calls from, you know, Hawaii. I mean, all these different bottlers. can you do that for us? Well, mm-hmm. yeah, we can do it for you. I mean, it has been unbelievable. And that's exactly it, because it hit right at the core. So now this year we're creating something else and different and special for Coca-Cola, because we did the bottle. So now they've come up with what would they like to have this year. Mm-hmm. But it's because it's chocolate. So everybody loves chocolate and everybody smiles.
Oh, yes.
Or they know somebody they can give it to. But we make it so that it's something that is personal, that's unique, and that talks corporate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it makes sense. And it's not something that costs a fortune.
No.
You know, so.
And it's delicious.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And Lisa Payden gets that. So that's mm-hmm. good. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So, yeah. We're excited
Marketing
about
101.
The lineup. We're excited about yeah. the lineup. It's definitely going to be an event not to be missed.
So tell us again, because we're gonna end with yes. that segment, as far as tell me one more time everything people can do. How can they find it? Jim, may we put this on our website, please? Okay. Jim says okay. He mm-hmm. says it quietly.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So our Wise Women's Conference, Wiser, Better, Bolder. Our speakers are big, they're bold, and they're brilliant. And they've been handpicked for executives like you. And in order to register, you can simply go to UHY's website, so okay. www.uhy-us.com. Click on our WISE link, and that will show you basically how to register and the entire agenda for the day, and we would love to see you.
Great. And Susan, again, WISE, what does that stand for?
We are Women Invested in Success and Excellence.
Exactly. That is exactly it. And we are women that may we know them, may we raise them, may we be them, and may we praise them. And ladies, mm-hmm. today I praise you. Thank you so much for being here. This is Maureen Moore with Cocktails and Conversation here on 590 The Fan. Thank you, Susan Orr and Sue Heights.
Thank
and
you.
Heather,
thank you.
Thanks for letting us throw you into the mix.
Not a problem.
Thank you.